This hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on location. He'll be calling in, and we'll be getting some wonderful information about the 75th Shasta Dam celebration. We'll be talking this to a lot of the people. By the way, are you out there, Carl? Are you live?
I'm here.
Okay, you're breaking up. Get someplace that we can hear you.
Okay, how about here? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm having a damn good time out here.
Tell us what the landscape looks like. What's happening?
The sun's coming up. The lake is beautiful. I'm sitting here at the center, at the Shasta Dam Center, and looking out at the dam. People are starting to arrive. They're going to have over 300-400 people here that are going to have their photos taken on the dam with big 75. You get a T-shirt here for $7, which is cost, and then you're going to be part of history. We're going to be talking to people that have, whose parents have worked on the dam. They're called the dam children. And, engineers, the people from Sacramento that head up the dams. So we're going to have a number of guests at the same time. You're going to be doing some things right there in the studio.
Wonderful. We'll be checking in and out with you, of course. And Carl, again, it's the celebration week-long festivities that are happening out at Shasta Dam. We'll be going through some of the details for today. And tomorrow we'll be out there for the concert barbecue and the lighted parade. We're very excited about that. But tomorrow is the Dam Builders Reunion, the Monolith Tours, which are also going on today. When we check back with Carl, we'll find out more about the Monolith Tours and times. And then it's also today, Day in the Boomtowns, whatever that's supposed to mean. So we'll find out more about that. If you're currently checking in, it's 54 degrees. We're going to have a slight chance of rain today with temperatures around 85. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 59. And right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. The markets are mixed at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 15,612. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1723, and the NASDAQ is positive 3 at 3793. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 5 cents at $14.56, and Microsoft down 60 cents at $33.04. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 13 cents at $22.03, and Pepsi is down 20 cents at $81.62. The bond market has higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.78%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 17 cents at $104.69. Gold is down $19.90 at $1,349.90. And silver is down 73 cents at $22.56. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right, Kathy, thanks. And we'll hear back from Kathy at 8:10. And Savannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm making you do all the great stuff. Well, glad to have you on the helm today. Again, we've got Carl, who will be live, is on the live remote right now out at Shasta Dam. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Pet of the Week. Let's find out. Darling little chihuahua. He's so cute. Anyway, we'll be right back. And Carl, will be calling back in and telling us more about what's happening. And who do you have when you come back?
Well, I'll be back. The people are still arriving. I'm not sure exactly who we're going to start with, but it'll be after you give away that cute little chihuahua, and I hope I don't see the cute little chihuahua later on in the house. I mean, that's not going to happen.
He's really cute. He is.
He's really cute.
He
is, okay.
He can ride in the in the basket in the front of your bike.
Oh,
that's how cute he is. By the way, you can get the full details of what's happening at the 75th Dam Celebration by going to ShastaDam75.org. All kinds of wonderful things. How wonderful to be a piece of history and to explore and find out what happened 75 years ago and where are we going now. We'll be right back here on Good Morning on this Friday, KCNR 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Sherry Silk, inviting you to join me and my husband Danny for our program Loving on Purpose, Sundays at KCNR Community Talk Radio from noon to 1. We talk about relationships, parenting, and more every week.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us. It's Loving on Purpose, Sundays from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Yes, we are live here. KCNR 1460, Carl's at the dam. Telling us about this week-long celebration for 75 years, the dam. You're gonna have what they call the Dam Kids on later. We're going to be talking about the Monolith Tours and the Day in the Boom Towns. And right now, today, there's going to be what they call the Human 75 Photo Op. So you're going to be able to stand across the dam. And right now, well, I love pets. And I think having a critter in your home is something that helps your day-to-day life become more joyful, caring for a pet, an animal. And that, for me, was, and to be able to rescue, and that is one of the things that's really near and dear to both Carl and my heart. And so we have Spencer here today from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
And that's not Spencer barking, by the way. Good morning, Spencer. Well, you have a... a little chihuahua with you, and actually he's been good. It's just somebody came around the corner. He's on his leash. He's already being protective of his little space. Tell us about Neville.
Neville's about a 6-year-old chihuahua mix. He came to our shelter as a stray back in towards the end of July. So he's been in our shelter for over 2 months now. Neville being a little chihuahua, we do have him rated for kids a little older. We recommend him to be placed in a home with kids 12 and older. You know, little chihuahuas, they don't like littler kids to come up and pull on their tails and stuff, which is understandable. Neville's a great...
Oh, he's sitting on Savannah's lap. I picked him up already. He just walked in. I didn't mean to cut you off, but he just walked in like he owned the place. You know, chihuahuas have a set, can be a little like they're cute because they're cocky.
Correct. He did walk right in like this was his house.
The only thing missing is a little Marine Corps hat, you know, little goggles.
He's a good boy. He walks great on a leash. We went for a walk on the Sundial Bridge this morning, and he thought everybody that we passed was there to say hi to him.
Yeah, he likes being loved on, and Savannah's got him right now. His ears are back. His little eyes are getting that glazed look. He's a great... I bet you he's a good little car dog, lap dog, but fun to go out with. Like, he's fun.
He is fun. And, you know, a lot of people here are 6 years old, and they think, oh, they're on their way out. He's not even to his halfway mark yet. He's still on the uphill climb. So he's a great boy, you know, and he's as far as we know, he's fully potty trained as well, so...
Oh, well, as far as you know, I mean, you've taken him in your car. You've already been on Channel 7 today. So, and then you come here and you have a couple more stops. So you would know.
Yes.
I mean, I came up to him and I've got on, black high heels today. He was a little like, well, you know, I because they're so little. I mean, he's, how many pounds would you say? He's 5?
At the most.
Yeah. 5 pounds. He's 2-tone. He's got a little bit of a white snout and, you know, he's just loving Savannah's. He's looking up like, oh, I don't want to leave this lap. But, you know, when he gets down and he runs around, he's a cutie pie.
He is very cute and full of a ton of energy still, you know, but not so much that it's overwhelming. He would be great for an elderly couple, you know, someone that's just looking for that extra little bit of companionship. This is the dog for them.
Well, what I find with, again, with animals like that is that they become, you know, they are a responsibility. You have to get home at a certain point. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you have that unconditional love that meets you at the end of the day, there is nothing better than that. And I know my husband feels that about our dog. It's a calming factor
to
come home and go, oh, they're just wonderful. They just want to be with you. And that's the beautiful thing about critters. What I like about the disposition of this chihuahua is that sometimes when I'm up at the doggy park, people bring their chihuahuas and they're skittish.
Yeah, and he's not skittish. He's eager to come up and meet everybody. He was a little nervous of you, you know, because the high heels kind of threw him off a little bit, but.
Not long.
Not long. As soon as he felt your fingernails scratching him, he was your best friend.
Yes. Oh, he's easy. So anyway, Spencer, thank you so much. Again, with Haven Humane, you can go down today. He can be adopted today. As a matter of fact, I guess, most of the Fridays when you're on, Spencer, we talk to you and you say that dog got adopted that day. So, what time do you open and what's the phone number and address?
We open it at 11 o'clock. There's someone there at 8:30, but we do open the doors at 11 o'clock. The address is 7449 East Side Road and our phone number is 241-1653.
Well, we talk about when Mark comes on, we talk about what a star you have become, you know, you, Spencer. And that you have just fit so well into this public relations position where you can come on and talk to the press and tell people about the, you know, like you love, like it was like you were meant to do this.
Well, thank you.
So, anyway, very best of luck. Let us know what happens, with Neville.
I definitely will. Hopefully this time next week, he will be in his new forever home.
He would be a great little dog for, Christmas. I can just see him with the family. He's going to be okay around a group of people. Right now, there's nothing snippy about him.
Oh, I also forgot to mention he does well with cats and other dogs.
Oh, well, see, that's what I'm saying. He's very socialized.
He was very well socialized. You know, that's the problem with a lot of the chihuahuas. People think they're so little that they're going to break them, and so they have to hide them from the world. And that's the exact opposite of what you want to do. When you get a dog, you want to expose it to absolutely everything. that way later on in their life. They're not afraid of anything. You know, they're not that little shaky chihuahua hiding in the corner. They're the one going up, hi, how are you? Can you pet me?
Well, I'm a big fan of socializing your pets, and it seems like he's just a fit right away. And he's not going to be eating 50 pounds of dog food. Mm-hmm. So he's perfect for an apartment.
He would be great for an apartment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or just someone that doesn't have, that wants a companion but doesn't have a huge yard or a huge space for him. This is the type of dog that could fit in. God, he'd be happy living in this studio right here.
He would be. All right. So, Spencer, thank you. Have a great weekend. Are you planning on doing anything with the dam?
I was going to bring the kids up there.
The kids. Oh, well, okay. I'll have to hear more about that later. Absolutely. And, thank you, Spencer. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be going to Carl, who's live at the dam. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm here. And, you know, Spencer's a star. He is. Remind him to
he's listening.
Spencer, make sure you send us the photos so we can put it on the website.
As soon as I get back to the shelter, Carl.
Carl says, I hope we don't come home and I have this little chihuahua. He's a transitional dog that fast. He's no thought of transitioning. You just have to put out a dog bowl for this one.
And he's ready to go.
That's it. Spencer, and so again, one more time with Haven Humane. Let's take a quick break after that.
Our phone number is 241-1653.
All right. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460, where we'll be going live to Carl on at the dam, Shasta Dam 75th anniversary celebration. Let's find out what's happening today and tomorrow. Let's celebrate. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Welcome back. Let's go live. Let's just... let's just go directly to Carl, who's live out at the Shasta Dam for the 75th anniversary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? It's beautiful out here. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? I tell you what, right now I wish I was into the barista getting me a big cup of coffee because it's a little chilly out here with the wind coming off the dam.
Ooh.
And then I can go next door into that finest walk-in humidor in the state and pick out a nice cigar and then come out here and enjoy what a great time it's going to be out here at Shasta Dam and the Damboree here. With the anniversary that they're having. But, you know, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Now, people are starting to show up here. They've got, I am wearing my new shirt. And these are one of a kind. And it says a damn good celebration, Shasta Lake, California on the front. And on the back is a picture of the dam, like you see on the posters with that big 75 on it. So, it is, you know, I'm bringing you home one too.
Ooh. Right?
So.
Well, we'll wear them tomorrow.
During our big barbecue, the music, the, lighted boat parade, the, you know, it's just, there are so many things going on, you know, like the dam here when it was start, you know, it's the anniversary, Saturday's the day it began and when they started building and they put enough concrete into this dam to make a sidewalk 3 feet wide. That stretches around the world. And you figure out how much concrete is that. I think it's the second largest concrete, you know, the second largest use of concrete in the world. So, I mean, this is, the scope of this dam is unbelievable how big it is.
Well, we're going to get a chance to see that and find out the information because, well, tomorrow and also today, monolith tours. And from what I understand, all the tours are free right now. This is not...
All the tours.
Everything is free. So, day in the boom towns. We'll find out more about that, Carl, within the morning program here. We'll find out what does that mean, day in the boom towns? Yeah. And then, of course, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, and, you know, tours of the dam, they had night tours on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. You know, those were special tours. They had those open, and those are very well received. You can have tours. There's four tours a day that go through the dam. They can only take 40 people, and it's just a fantastic tour. And today, like I said, they're expecting well over 300 people, maybe more, for the 75th anniversary, photo. That they're going to take on the dam from a airplane that's circling, and to make this into a giant poster for them, because this is probably, you know, one of the last time. You know, this is the only time it's going to be 75, and this is also the last time probably that you know they're having a big celebration. They didn't wait for 100 because they wanted to get some of the builders that were here, that were some of the original dam builders that helped put this together. But they have, of course, the dam kids reunion. And these are kids that were, you know, for their fathers were working on the dam and lived here in, Renning in the surrounding area. Anderson, of course, Shasta Lake, City, it's all these. They get together on a regular basis because they've got this that ties them together. It's really amazing. We're going to have a couple of them on the show today, too.
Well, the monolith tours, today are from 11. They're 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
At
Turtle Bay today at the Monolith Tours. And, for more information, you can call 242-3108. But that's this morning at 11 and 12 o'clock. Those are for the Monolith, which should be fascinating.
That's right. And they were talking about they had, you know, that was the world's longest conveyor belt. And they, you know, it was just ton after ton after ton of gravel that they pushed up to here so they could make the cement for the dam. They built it out of I forget which one of the tire companies. I have to go back and check my specs. That made the conveyor belt, and it was just it went all along the river there, and that's why you can get a tour of this, and that's interesting. If you've never been there, you need to go see something like that.
Well, what people don't
again, part of our history here.
Well, what people don't realize before we take a break is the monolith has been transformed from a deteriorating piece of Shasta Dam history into a walk-through art exhibit. Tomorrow you can get tours at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., and 1 p.m. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Goodyear Tire will pay a quarterly dividend of 5 cents a share on December 1st. That's the company's first dividend in 11 years. Number one U.S. tire maker also announced a $100 million share buyback program and affirmed its profit forecast for the year. Meanwhile, Darden Restaurants reported lower quarterly profit and higher sales. Adjusted profit of 53 cents a share missed the 70 cent estimate. Revenue of $2.16 billion also missed the $2.2 billion estimate. The parent of Red Lobster and the Olive Garden also announced COO Drew Madsen will retire at the end of this quarter and be succeeded by Gene Lee, president of Darden's Specialty Restaurant Group. And Apple's new iPhones are on sale today. While the company did not disclose pre-order data, analysts predict Apple could sell as many as 6 million units, which would be a record debut for a new iPhone. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
CEOs, feeling irritable? Employees lacking commitment? You could be suffering from business low T or low technology, an affliction commonly associated with outdated human capital management systems. Paycom uses unique technology to increase employee efficiency, reducing risk while eliminating low T. With Paycom, your business T levels will skyrocket. Switch easily. Call 855-94-PAYCOM. Use code RESULTS and receive free 7 tips to consider when switching HR and payroll companies. 855-94-PAYCOM or paycom.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Bruce Alexander here. I've been away for a while working on some of the big solar projects around the country, and it's time to get back to work in Northern California. I'd like to introduce BCA Engineering, a full-service civil engineering firm. We're here to help you with your project, whether you're a contractor, land developer, or landowner. We specialize in planning and permitting projects and have many years of experience working with the local cities and counties. Feel free to call BCA Engineering at 347-1022 and let us help streamline your project today.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday Night Football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at rupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU. We're here for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and Carl is on location. We'll go to him in a moment, but we want to do a shout-out to Alliance Heating and Air. Where can you go? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with service and quality you can trust. It's a big deal to have people in your homes today. And, you know, that's a big factor for me anyway, to be able to know that you can call on, you know, a service and have them come in and go under your house and in up to your attics and go around, and you feel like, ooh, you know. But this is a company that I completely recommend. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Service just right for your temperature. And we know that they're changing. So you may look at, in fact, I think we probably need to have our filters looked at too, through all of the fires and the debris that's been in the air, and then going into the winter where we know we're going to be going into the heat pretty soon, where we have our heaters on. So give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Let's go live to Carl, and let's talk more about the 75th Dam anniversary. This is a huge thing. It's something that the North State is famous for, is our Shasta Dam, and it's the 75th anniversary celebration, and it's happening all week long. Today there's monolith tours, there's Day in the Boomtowns, and there's, of course, the 75th photo op. And you are live, Carl. What's happening now?
Hey, Linda. Well, first of all, let me kind of like be drawing a picture here. One of my good friends, former Marine Chad Nelson, is here, and he's, of course, one of the security crew that works up the dam. And he's walking by looking, you know, he's like about 6'5", and he's looking very official here today.
Okay, Carl, you're breaking up.
It's warming up.
Carl? You're breaking up. Okay, let's, we're gonna come back to Carl. We're gonna have him call again from another cell site, but wanted to remind you, and that's really great, because you always wonder, what does a guard at Shasta Dam do? And, you know, wow. I mean, this is our water. This is, you know, you can't live without it. And, this is what, feeds a lot of the North State.
Yeah. And I've only been there once. And when I went at like probably about 10 o'clock at night. And when I went, there was like two different guards there.
So let's find out. Let's go back and see if we can get Carl, bring him back up on a phone call. He's with Chad, who's one of the guards from the Shasta Dam celebration. Carl, are you there?
I'm here now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you were breaking up. And so you were talking about Chad, who's a guard.
Yeah, former Marine Corps, and he's here. But I'm Danny Korn, who is the in the dam. So, good morning, Tammy, and tell us what's happened.
Well, good morning. We had a concert in the park in Shasta City, and that turned out great. We had about 100 people come enjoy some great live music. We had a fun run up here already with almost 100 entrants running across Shasta Dam. That was quite a great. We got a science fair with some of the owners of Shasta Lake City bringing great displays here on the dam. And then we've had the night tours, which were a huge success. We had a lot of people come into those night tours, and in fact, asking us if we can continue it. We're just doing it. And then last night, we had a visit with Chris Kutris out at Turtle Bay, and his family is the family that actually owned the land where Turtle Bay stands today, and that's the beginning of the conveyor belt that brought all the gravel to build the dam. And now we are today with our Human 75 on top of the dam. We're going to have about 350 of our closest friends out here, forming a giant 7 and 5 right on the top of the display for an aerial photograph. We're really looking forward to that. A beautiful day. Wispy clouds out here. It's like it's a nice sun day, so it's perfect.
Okay, sounds really great. Go ahead, Carl. It's still breaking up a little bit, so you need to find an area where we can really hear you.
Well, then I'm going to have to go stand in the parking lot upside down, hanging from one of the poles here, because our Skype equipment doesn't work. There's the only drawback that when you're standing in a bowl out there, and there's a lot of it's a little to get them. But can you, how about now?
You're, no, it's breaking up. In fact, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to try to get a better reception with Carl. It's the 75th dam celebration, and Carl's out there live with the monolith tours that are going to be happening today. They're over by Turtle Bay. Day in the Boomtowns and the Human 75th photo op. Now, let's not forget tomorrow. We want to tell you that there's a Shasta turbine dedication, and it's one of Shasta's power plant's original turbines. So that's going to be that's been operating over 60 years when they were replaced by higher tech models. One of these original turbines has been loaned to the city of Shasta Lake to be used as a monument. So join us tomorrow as we dedicate the new monument in honor of the men and women who built the dam and the community. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest. September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
Hey, if you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool, contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pacelli Lane in Redding.
We are live. We're going back to Carl, who's live. You've got a better location now. Let's go back to Carl. We are talking about Shasta Dam's 75th anniversary celebration, which is happening today and tomorrow. It's been all week long. There's been so many festivities, but you're out there live now, Carl, and what's happening? Welcome back to the show.
Well, you know, I found a new location here.
And, yay!
In fact, it's inside. They brought me inside. You know, they felt sorry for me trying to climb one of their light poles out there because the security was out there making bets that one of them could shoot me off there. And they said it looks like a bear going up there. I'm still here with Tammy Korn, and still here with me. And this has just been it's been a big undertaking. And Tammy, how long have you been working on this?
Well, our planning committee's actually been meeting for about 10 months on this, and this started
last fall with Darlene Brown from the Shasta Lake Heritage and Historical Society and Kate Kobe from the Dam Baree Committee getting together to not only recognize Shasta Dam's 75th anniversary, but the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary. So it's been a real community effort in the planning stage, and now we're coming to the end with the 75th anniversary of Shasta Dam.
Well, you know, Tammy, I know how much work this has been because, you were coming to us early. Are you ready for it to be over, or is this going to be kind of a bittersweet celebration after tomorrow, after Saturday, after everything kind of winds down?
No. It is all sweet for us. I have been so excited each day that we've been doing these events because every day has turned out to be smooth and wonderful people, and we're excited about Shasta's 75th year of milestone. So, and the community effort and everybody coming out and participating has just made it all so worthwhile. So I've had a great time all week, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of days.
Now, tomorrow's going to be a big day. And, of course, Linda and I are going to be involved in this, but can you give everybody tell everybody what's happening tomorrow out here at the dam and in the surrounding area?
Tomorrow is the actual 75th anniversary of the beginning of construction of Shasta Dam, and we are going to have a reunion. We actually have a reunion every year where we invite the original dam builders to come back and have lunch with us. But this year, being the 75th year, is special. So we have 140 guests.
Wow.
13 of the original dam builders. And now these folks are, 98, 99. We even have some over 100 coming to tell us stories about building Shasta Dam. So we're going to have a nice lunch. We have congressmen and senators, dignitaries like that coming out to welcome them and thank them for their efforts. And then after the reunion, we're going to do a tour of the dam. And then from 5 to 8, we're going to have a concert out here at Shasta Dam, out here on the grass. We're going to have several different groups, including Summer Chappelle, for a live concert. Everybody's welcome to come on up, bring your blanket, sit down on the grass, and enjoy some great music. Carl and Linda, you guys are going to be out here emceeing, so it's going to be a fun show. And at 8:30, we have a lighted boat parade to kind of cap off the entire week. So it should be a really fun day tomorrow.
Definitely the place to be. Tomorrow, it's an all-day affair as well as into the night with live music, again, Summer Chappelle, and the lighted boat parade. What a great place to go. Take your family. Learn something while you're out there, too, about some a vital part of the North State, the Shasta Dam. Why was it created 75 years ago? What does it do? I think the very reason we have our power on right now is because of the Shasta Dam. Let's find out about a lot of those details, in today's, events and tomorrow's events. It's the Shasta Dam 75th, celebration. Do you have something more on this break, in this segment, Carl?
Well, just the fact we're going to be talking to engineers. We are going to be talking to some of the dam kids that have been here. You're absolutely right, Linda, when you were talking about the impact this dam has had on the North State, and it's going to continue to. With the hydroelectric, the power it puts out, the amount, so many tourists come up here. This is just a destination spot, the lake is, and the surrounding area, but the fishing, everything. Is connected to water here in the North State, and Shasta Dam is a huge part of the North State. Without the dam, agriculture would be in serious. We'd have no agriculture in many areas if it wasn't for the dam. So if you just think of it as a place to come out here and have a great time, at Holiday Harbor on the houseboats, or coming out ski boating or fishing, the amount of work, time, and effort it took to not only build it, but the amount of work, time, and effort it takes to keep it going. And we're going to be talking to some of the engineers to talk about that.
Well, we want to come back and hear more from Chad, too, if we can get Chad to come on in where you have a better reception. But there's a lot to learn from the monolith tours. Like, that is how a lot of the rocks and the cement made it from the monolith tours all the way down by Turtle Bay up to Shasta Dam. That is fascinating in itself. We'll find out more information about that. So, Carl, we'll come back to you in the next segment. I want to talk with our listeners about yesterday. Of course, I was... thanks, Carl. We'll come back to you because we're talking about the Shasta Dam and all the stuff that's going on out there. But I wanted to share with our, I went back and forth to Sacramento, and my mom and dad are 80 and 82, and they've decided, you know, they're still able, and they've decided we are going to scale down. So thank you, Carl. We'll get back to you.
Okay, I will just hang on here.
Yeah, we'll be back in just after the next break. They're scaling down. You start thinking about, you know, my dad was Korean War vet and this kind of thing. And so, you know, he was on Guam, and they have all kinds of things that they've had for 60 years they've been married. So I went through up in the attic, under the beds, in the closets, and all that stuff about what are you really emotionally attached to? Let's talk about that first as you scale down. What really matters? I mean, if the next place that you go, you sell your house. Okay, they've been in this house for 23 years, and they love their home, but they realize, and I think I'm so proud of them because they are thinking about what happens if somebody can't walk or somebody gets to a place of, you know, being in a single story, home and that kind of thing. And so back and forth, you know, it was nice to be part of this, decipher in their lives, you know, what does it really, is that important to you? And if it's not, then pass it on where somebody could really appreciate it because it's kind of stuff. Not like grandmother's china, that kind of thing is different. But going back and forth to Sacramento, I have Sirius Radio. And so I was listening to all kinds of, I like to hear snippets, so I listen to Cosmo Radio, I listen to the left, I listen to the right, I listen to talk, I listen to opera, I listen to Broadway, I listen to country, I listen to Out Radio. I listen to just a little snippet of everything, but something I wanted to share with you on this note before we take this quick break was a wonderful story. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tease you because it's a positive story that makes you feel really special about there are people out there of a younger age, the younger generation, that do the right thing. Let's focus on that. Let's just focus on some good stuff here for a minute. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. soap suds won't evaporate and will end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait, it's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans, who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 55 degrees in the downtown studios. There's a chance of rains today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Thought we'd be positive here today. Go see Orchard's in-store deli and their large selection of natural foods and supplements. Makes you feel better, by the way. They are the nutrition experts. They're on Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141. Tell them we sent you vitamin D. I'm ready to. Hey, you know, you think about something positive. Besides the fact that we are really going into detail about the 75th anniversary celebration, and we'll be out there tomorrow. There's a story in the news today about something I think you should hear about. Dairy Queen worker gets scoops of praise. This guy named Joey Prusak was appalled when he saw a customer at the suburban Minneapolis Dairy Queen store where he works pick up someone else's $20 bill and slip it into her purse. When the woman got to the counter to order, Prusak refused to serve her unless she returned the money. So when the woman refused, the 19-year-old store manager went a step further. They gave the visually impaired customer, who didn't know he dropped the money, $20 out of his own pocket. So Joey says, "I was just doing what I thought was right." And so he was received loads of praise since the customer's email about him to Dairy Queen was posted online. Now people are calling the store and even offering him jobs. He said he even got a call Thursday from, well, some billionaire whose company owns Dairy Queen. But this is what we're talking about when we say do the right thing. Because even when you don't know somebody's watching, they are. So I feel that way because recently I've lost a couple pairs of expensive my reading glasses and my sunglasses, and I've called the places where I know that I put them, and I know that they left quickly in someone's hands. Do the right thing. When you find a wallet, you find something, you return it. Or you do what this guy did, because the accolades, that's just doing the right thing. So I think that was a heartfelt story about somebody just, you know, seeing that this was unjust, and he to take $20 out of his own, Dairy Queen, $20 out of his own pocket to give this guy because he didn't want to fight with this person about, you know, I saw what you did. That's not right. So let's make a note to ourselves that, you know, go the extra step this week and do the right thing. We're going to go back to live. Carl is live out at Shasta Dam.
I'm here.
All right. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm here with Sherry Harrod, who heads up the public affairs for the dam here. And she's going to talk about this. You know, we've talked about the 75th anniversary of the, and we're talking about the giant photo. But we're also there's also something else going on here. It has to do with our veterans and the flag. So, Sherry, could you talk to us about what's happening with the flag?
Good morning. Yes, we're very, very excited. Besides having the huge human 7-5 on top of the dam, we're very honored to have 30 vets holding the huge Enterprise Lions giant American flag that you see that flying on you know, as you're going. It's on Pacelli. We've been loaned one of those flags. So along with the 75, right next to it will be the American flag with 30 of honored vets who will be holding the flag. So it should be a spectacular photograph, and we're very, very excited about having all these folks out here in this historical photo this morning.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Okay, so we have the giant flag. And there's so much that's going on this weekend. Let's not forget that the lighted boat parade is happening tomorrow night.
at the end of the evening. It should start around 8:30. So as you hear the music, you go out and you see the tour, get a tour, get on top of the dam, find out what it's all about, hear the music, hear Summer Chappelle and a lot of other bands. At the finale is going to be the lighted boat parade, and that's going to be spectacular. What a fun day. Free to the public.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited about our finale. The Shasta Lake Boaters Association has gotten a whole group of folks together, and they're going to have their boats, and they'll be coming right in front of the dam. So we're very, very excited about all of it, and we hope to see everyone out here.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We've got to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Democrats are urging Republicans,
stop the sideshow.
As the GOP takes on Obamacare again in a House budget showdown, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
That vote about to happen, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi describes the Republican short-term spending plan as a wolf in wolf's clothing.
One of the most intentional acts of brutality that you have cooked up with stiff competition for that honor.
But Republican leader Eric Cantor counters the measure protects families by keeping spending levels at sequestration levels and eliminating funds for the Affordable Care Act.
Hard-working middle-class Americans are counting on their elected representatives to show leadership during these hard times.
Senate Democratic leaders guarantee the Obamacare funds will be replenished and sent back to the Republican-led chamber just days before a government shutdown is triggered, Dave.
Jared, police are still looking for whoever opened fire, shooting people in a city park last night in Chicago, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Another case of shots being fired into a crowd in Chicago, this time near a park basketball court on the city's southwest side.
I just heard the shots, like 20 shots.
13 people injured, including a three-year-old boy whose uncle was killed in a shooting on Labor Day. No arrests in the shooting last night, which police think was gang-related. Earlier this week, the FBI released a report showing Chicago's murder rate last year surpassed New York. Dave?
Jennifer, people are sifting through mud cake debris, salvaging flood-damaged property in Colorado.
All of our children are safe and healthy, and, you know, that's the most important thing.
And that goes for pets, too. The National Guard says in some cases helicopters carried more dogs and cats than people because some of the stranded in the flooding were reluctant to be rescued unless their pets came as well. A hiker fell 150 feet and died on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. He wandered off a trail yesterday while descending to fill his water bottle when he slipped. Fellow hikers rushed to his aid, but he didn't make it. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 18 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Before you hire someone to paint your house, you shop around to see who does good work and compare costs. But it doesn't usually work that way with healthcare. With United Healthcare, they have an easy-to-use tool that helps you get information on quality-rated doctors, treatment options, and estimates for how much you'll pay, so you can make better care decisions. You don't want guesswork, especially when it comes to your health. Innovations that work for you. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
This is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-663-0969. 1-800-663-0969. 1-800-663-0969.
The world's chemical weapons watchdog says Syria has started the process to maybe get rid of its arsenal. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live in our European Bureau.
Dave, this watchdog based in the Netherlands says it's now received and is examining details from Syria, outlining its chemical weapons program and its stockpiles of poison gas and nerve agents. This is in relation to the deal struck between the US and Russia to stave off threatened American military action in Syria. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been tasked with overseeing the handover. Earlier this week, the Syrian president told Fox News getting rid of the arsenal could take a year, Dave.
Simon, the fighting rages on in Syria's civil war. Rebels are battling regime troops in the city of Aleppo. This is the main opposition group warns that Al-Qaeda militants are strengthening their position in the country, hoping to turn Syria into an Islamic state. In Iraq, bombs hidden inside air conditioners blew up in a Sunni mosque north of Baghdad. This was during Friday prayers. At least 18 worshippers were killed and about a dozen more were wounded. Do you know how long you should keep food before it goes bad?
A new Harvard study suggests sell-by and best-before dates on food labels aren't accurate. The research finds dates printed on packaged foods to help retailers cycle through stocked products are inconsistent and contribute to the billions of pounds of food waste every year in the U.S. Health officials are pushing for a federal food dating system and say just because a food label reads past due doesn't mean it's unsafe. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Target's planning to hire about 70,000 workers for the holiday season. That's about 20% down from a year ago, but the discounter says it's trying to be more efficient in its hiring practices, and permanent employees wanted first dibs on working extra hours. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour here of our morning show. This is Linda Bott. I'm Carla Linda Bott. Some of you may know it as a Free Fire Radio. So you can Facebook us. We love hearing from you and we love our chat pack. KCNR 1460, go in and let us know what's on your mind. 54 degrees in the beautiful downtown studios of KCNR. We're down off of Market Street. And the weather just hasn't changed. Looks like we're going to have a slight chance of rain today, though, with temperatures around 85. Chance of showers tonight with 59. 40% chance of showers. That's no big deal. Saturday looks like we're going to have showers. But you know what? We're going to be out there. We're going to be doing the celebration of the dam. I'll tell you what. If it was raining, do you think that the dam workers were still working? You're damn straight they were working. 75 years ago, they had to build this dam. We need to know more about it, and their celebration has been going on all week long. So let's get to our phones right now. We've got a couple things that we need to get through, and one of them is we need to know what numbers are happening. What's happening with our funds on Wall Street with our expert from Wells Fargo, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street, Kathy?
Good morning, Linda. Markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points at 15,613. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1721, and the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 3794. Active stocks include Bank of America, down 8 cents at $14.53, and General Electric, down 8 cents at $24.38. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 12 cents at $18.80, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 50 cents at $41.49. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.75%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 41 cents at $104.11. Gold is down $36.40 at $13.33.10, and silver is down $1.41 at $21.87. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right, Kathy, thanks. And we'll hear back what's happening at 9:05. You know, again, when I was saying I was traveling back and forth from Sacramento and I was home visiting my folks, I'll tell you what, when I got home last night, I was so happy to be in my sleep number bed at 45. I'll tell you, I'm kind of just digging that number. I'm hanging out at 45, meaning the number of pressure on my body. It was nice to finally feel like I slept because I don't feel like I slept for a couple days, and I've had a lot of physical energy that's been going out with lifting boxes and stuff like that. So, you know, a sleep number has really changed our lives. And if you're somebody who sleeps too hot or too cool at night, Sleep Number has the innovation you've been waiting for. It's their new dual temp layer. Carl, your number last night was what?
My number was 40 last night, and this new dual temp layering is great. And it's great for two reasons. if I'm running, you know, if I've got, you know, I'm sleeping hot that night, I can turn it down cool and it doesn't affect you. It's just like the sleep number. Each of us can have our own sleep number, but also our own coolness or warmth in our dual temp. And you can, this dual temp mattress cover is, can be used on any type of mattress, even though it should be used on, of course, on a sleep number. But it can be used on any number.
All right. And they also have queen mattresses starting at $6.99. Now, if we totally recommend going into the store and just checking it out. It's going to be a nice experience. You're not going to feel like you're in the center of a showroom where, you know, people are watching. It's kind of embarrassing sometimes when you are trying to figure out a mattress, but not at this place. The Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. So go check it out. All right. So who do you have there, Carl?
Well, you know what? I've got Matt Doyle, who's here. He's from Shasta Caverns. He's gonna be, we're going to talk to him for a couple minutes. We have some veterans we're going to talk to that are going to be raising the flag, and then some of the people that actually keep this dam running.
All right.
So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Matt on, who's the general manager of the Lake Shasta Caverns.
All right, take us out.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pacelli Lane in Reading.
Love it. 8:13 in the morning here on KCNR 1460 on this. My gosh, it's the 20th.
What's happening in September? Sneeze, it's gone by. 54 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. They're located at on Cypress Avenue. Go see what kind of deal they're going to make you this weekend. It's great. 75th anniversary of the Shasta Dam. This is the biggie, folks. It's been a week-long celebration today. They've got monolith tours that's happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. And then tomorrow there's several times that they're going to be giving monolith tours. There's the dam builders reunion, the turbine dedication, the concert barbecue from 5 to 8. Carl and I will be there. We're emceeing. I'm excited. Summer Chappelle's going to be singing. There's going to be great live music. And then at 8:30, the lighted parade. The boats are going to be going by Shasta Dam. I think there's also a tour. We're going to find out more about that. But right now, let's go back to Carl live at the Shasta Dam.
I'm here, and as you heard Sherry talk about, they're having 30 veterans raise, have one of the giant flags that was loaned to them for this event by the Enterprise Lions Club. And with me is Matt Doyle, who is one of the veterans, Air Force veteran, who is also, though Matt, it's got a, he likes Lake Shasta because he also is the general manager of the Lake Shasta Cavern. So good morning, Matt, and so how'd you get involved with this?
Good morning, Carl. Well, for the past several years, Lake Shasta Caverns has been taking an active step within the community and supporting a number of the events out here. Of course, with the 75th anniversary of Shasta Dam being near and dear to my heart, we wouldn't have the caverns the way they are without Lake Shasta. So, of course, we're promoting this event as much as we can. So I've been in it for, as far as the planning, for about a year now and enjoying every minute of it.
You know, this is, you know, the caverns are a great place, but being able to have, the veterans here and, to be able to raise the flag. I mean, we're talking about veterans of all ages here. I know, Matt, you're in your 30s, yeah. I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
You know, you're 37 years old, but we have people in here in their 60s and 70s. Easily, they're gonna be here. Well, I've got a gentleman here that's been here. You've been to every one of the events all week long, is that correct? Okay. What's your name now? Okay, Ozzy, I'm going to hand the phone over to Ozzy here.
All right, Ozzy.
Ozzy, tell me what you've thought so far.
Well, it's been fun to be a part of this 75th anniversary, and I've enjoyed Shasta Dam and Shasta Lake for many years, some 40 years, and it's exciting to be here. The night tours, and last night with Chris Koutras, and now today the photo shoot on the dam, that's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, tomorrow night, the barbecue and lighted boat parade. So it's a week-long event. So if you haven't been a part, come on down. We'd like to have you.
All right, Ozzy.
You know, honey, there's everybody I'm talking about. Everybody's got smiles on their face.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, it's a beautiful. In fact, Savannah's saying, you know what? I'm going to go down. And, you know, Savannah's been in Redding, what, about 6 months now?
Yeah, a little over that.
And so you're just like, wow, I want to know more about.
You know, I went there once, so I think it'd be a lot of fun to bring some other people, because I hang out with a lot of people that aren't from Reading. And this
right.
is huge.
Right. And today, something I wanted to share with, it's called A Day in the Boomtowns, Take a Walk Through History. You know, many local businesses popped up as part of the construction of Shasta Dam, and some are still in business today. They are also joining in this celebration and by opening their doors for an open house, visits, and even special deals. So pick up your tour map at local businesses and stop into those Boomtown businesses to say hi. That's happening today, and their tour's at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if you go to ShastaDam75.org, you're going to find out more information on the day in the Boomtowns.
Hey, Linda, after the after we take the break, I'm trying to get, he should be down here, Doug Bader, or Don Bader, who is the deputy area manager of the Shasta Dam. I was going to talk about, you know, what it takes to keep this, keep that dam going every day. I see some, not only the damn kids, but I see damn grandkids walking around here holding signs. So I assume that they're all part of the dam effort. So when you come back, we're going to try and have, you know, we can talk to all of them.
So you can get your pictures today at 7, at 9 a.m. and at 10:30. The t-shirts are $7. And, what Carl's talking about, it's, they're gathering about 300 people to join us, to join them on top of the Shasta Dam for once in a lifetime aerial photo. This is happening, folks. So en route, get out there now. It's a special display of the 1500 square foot American flag will also be on display as part of the photo.
They have 300. There's 350 people so far. I mean, everybody I see is a sea of yellow here, and 30 over 30 veterans raising that flag. So
that's happening right now, folks. So at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 is when they're going to do that flyover of the aerial picture.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to take a quick break because I think I have damn kids. And I do have Mr. Bader is here. We'll get to him right after this break.
All right. So thanks, Carl. We'll be coming back to you in just a minute, and we will be covering some things that are happening in the headlines today. But right now we wanted to focus on the fact that we have the Shasta Dam, and Carl is live at the out there right now. It's the Shasta Dam 75th. You know, we love it when we can learn things and it's free. Meaning you can go and you can, you know, go on this, you know, the monolith tours, the Shasta Dam tours. A lot of this stuff is going on right now. I mean, you pay for a t-shirt if you want the t-shirt. But other than that, tomorrow, the barbecue and the tour and the lighted boat parade, you don't have to pay admission to go into that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Find out how you get your electricity and how vital the dam is, the dam in Northern California, the Shasta Dam. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a mom who's worried sick about an out-of-control child or teen, the last thing you need is a radio offer or telemarketer begging for your credit card. I'm therapist Janet Lehman. As a mother, I know how serious and painful it is to live with an out-of-control child. As the co-creator of the Total Transformation Program, I know your child's behavior will get better when you use the Total Transformation, America's leading child behavior program. And because you have enough to worry about, access to the Total Transformation is now worry-free. Start enjoying your family again. When you call today, we won't ask for your credit card, but we will send you the help you need. Get worry-free child behavior help. No credit card and no upfront payment.
Call now, 1-888-886-3958. No credit card, no payment. Call 1-888-886-3958. 1-888-886-3958. Limit one per family.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hey! 54 degrees, 823 on this beautiful Friday. Oh yeah, lots going on here. KCNR 1460, 1460 on your AM dial. How are you this morning? This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor, which is your staycation on the lake. Now, how in the heck did Lake Shasta even get here? Well, guess what? We're having the dedication and the 75th anniversary, so we'll find out all the information about, hey, it just doesn't appear. I mean, there were several people 75 years ago, thousands upon thousands that came here to make their home and dedicate their lives to making this dam. So if you feel like going out, and they still have their boats out there, by the way. We're going to check it out next week, and we're going to go. My folks are going to come up. They've got houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, package deals to fit any budget. Go out and have some fun without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383. To get it now. Why it's happening the season before the season ends. Get your New Year's resolution in and have some fun and take in parts of the North State. Speaking of taking in the North State, let's go live to Carl, who's out at the week-long celebration.
Yeah, we're out here live with, I'm here with Don Bader, who is the deputy area manager of the Shasta Dam. He's been in the business about 29 years, and he's out here, and he's going to give us some facts about the dam itself. How many people were working out here, water, electricity, and everything. And Don's, from what we've just been talking, he seems to be pretty happy out here at the dam. So Don, give us some facts here about our Shasta Dam.
Good morning. Well, Shasta starts with, we have 160-plus people employed out here, all gamuts of professions, from engineers to craft people to administrative help to public service, public affairs. So we have a 24/7 operation. Not only run Shasta Dam, we run Keswick and three other power plants along the Trinity River Division. So we're spread out, and that's a challenge in itself, but we're here to obviously do two things primarily. That's to deliver water and produce power as we do that. Each day our water is scheduled, so we schedule the power to follow the water deliveries. The biggest challenge out here is seasonally we have, obviously the people up here in Northern California realize that each season's a different one, and we're kind of in the middle of a two-year drought period right now. That was just followed up by a couple pretty good water years where we actually spilled water in the spring because we need to save enough room in Shasta for the winter runoff that comes in. So we purposely want to draw Shasta down enough to make enough room in case we have a nice big winter of precip. So that's what we're hoping for this year. We produce quite a bit of power out of the six power plants. And with that, we also deliver all the irrigation that goes down as far down to the southern California.
I tell you what, that is, when you think about how big this is and the amount of people, and the part, Don, that I really like is that you never hear anything not working here. And, it's everything is, and it's after how long has it been here? I know we started building it 75 years ago. And it's been here for what, about 70 years? And after, how long did it take to build the dam?
Construction started in 1938, and it's about a 7-year period before they finished off with the power plant and generating units. So, a couple of the units were put in early just to help support the World War II effort for producing power out here west, because there wasn't a whole lot of power out west. So, producing power since about 1945. Every day, a lot of moving parts in a power plant and moving water, so every day there's something that does come up, so we have to kind of regroup, and we do take some generating units out to do repairs, to do overhauls, to do maintenance. But yeah, it's kind of like the shell game where you move one out and you put another one back in service. So
I need to ask this question: how much do you like this job?
Well, when I sit at my desk and my view is looking out at Shasta Dam, Lake Shasta, and Mount Shasta, the three Shastas we call them, it's kind of hard to say that coming to work is a real challenge. It is a challenge, but it certainly is a when you enjoy your job and you come to do that, it's just, you can't beat it.
You know, God forbid anything happened to you right now, but I think it would take a week to wipe the smile off your face. This man is a happy man, and he does a great job, and we're really happy you're here, Don. And the work you and your crew, I know that you were talking to me about how it's a team here to try to do all this. And you can kind of tell just by the way the people are talking, the way people are around here, that everybody's pretty happy, including, you know, the security people that are out here on the dam, and there's a lot of them, too, making sure we keep this place safe.
Yeah, you can't forget our security folks that are here 24/7. I would tell anybody that hasn't been up to Shasta Dam that's in the area or visiting, you will not regret coming up here to see this facility. It's just a fabulous facility. We have tours every day. Today's a big day, of course, with our celebration. We're going to have a nice human 75 on top of the dam with about 300-plus folks and all in yellow shirts. But any day that you would come up to Shasta Dam, you would not regret the experience.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
I must be getting close to a break. I know
yes,
that. But
we
you
are.
Know, there's a lot of people around here, so we're going to be talking to some of the kids and the damn grandkids.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun. And I also wanted to remind folks that you know, one day there was an article that Mark Beecham had written. I believe it might have been in The Date, and it said your favorite places to eat and your favorite things to do, and, you know, like a profile on him. And he said taking a tour of the Shasta Dam. That was, I'll never forget that, was on his favorite things to do. And so somebody who's as worldly as Mark Beecham says that Shasta Dam was on his favorite things to do. I think that speaks volumes, again, of why we take notice of something that's happening right here in the 75th celebration. This week-long celebration ends tomorrow night with some spectacular events we'll talk about, and we'll get inside of some of the kids and grandkids that, you know, they have a huge legacy. Let's find out about their history and legacy, some experiences that they have when we get back from these messages on KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. There's a showdown on Capitol Hill over the president's health care plan and keeping the government running.
It's time to free Americans from the shackles of Obamacare, defund Obamacare, and tell the Senate to do the same.
That's Republican Ted Poe on the floor of the House, which is slated to vote on a continuing resolution which looks to fund the government while defunding the Affordable Care Act. Democrat Sandra Levin warning.
House Republicans taking the ship over the cliff would take the nation's economic well-being with it.
White House promising to veto any budget plan which defunds the Health Care Act. As the Syrian civil war rages on, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons saying it has received an initial declaration from Syria outlining its chemical weapons program. Fox News, we report, you decide.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the State Finals Championship at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest. September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 834 in the morning on this Friday. 59 degrees, did I hear? Ooh, burr. We're talking to Carl, who's live out at the Shasta Dam 75th celebration today. There's all kinds of things. There's a monolith tour. The Day in the Boomtowns, which is, if you go to ShastaDam75.org, you'll find out some of the information on the Boomtowns, which are businesses that were developed and started during the building of the dam that are still going today, and they're having open houses. That'll be so much fun to share with, you know, family members that maybe have these businesses that still have remained in the family. And then, of course, this morning at 9 o'clock and 10:30 is the, human 75, fifth anniversary photo op. Let's go to Carl Live. What's happening?
Well, honey, this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, great haircuts, great prices. I'm going down there today, finally, right after this. So don't be looking for me right away. I'm going to stop by the barbershop at Cypress Square right off Athens Avenue to get my haircut, Man's Last Stronghold. Hey, I am here not only with damn kids, but damn grandkids and damn great-grandkids from here. And our first guest here is Esther Harper Stryker, whose family, you know, father's uncles helped build the dam. And I just wanted to ask Esther, what impact has it been being a dam kid?
Well, I use the dam a lot. We fish there a lot. We boat there a lot. It's wonderful. Love it. I'm still following up on stories of the cemetery of Kennett and the Indian tribal people. So there's a lot there to enjoy every day.
You know, this is great because everybody's here in their yellow shirts. And Esther is, you know, we were talking offline here and about how proud she was on this. And you know, all the research, they get together all the time. But I'm also here then with her daughter, Leanne Cooley, who is a damn grandkid and is holding her sign. So, Leanne, what's this meant to you?
Well, this has been very exciting. I grew up in Reading and moved away for many years, and I'm here with my kids who are damn great-grandkids, and we're learning a lot about the history of the dam, so we're just thrilled to be here today. Thank you.
Well, you know, if we have a damn kid and then a damn grandkid, now I'm going to introduce you to Lydia Cooley, who is a damn great-grandkid. So, Tell me, Lydia, do you know anything about this? Is this your first time? Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and I also have Joseph, and Joseph, he's all fired up here. You know what? All of y'all look alike. Has anybody told you that? I mean, now that you're all together like this. Okay, Joseph, have you seen the dam yet? Have you been out there? Are you looking forward to this?
I don't really know yet. Maybe, I don't know.
And, well, you know, we can't get, hand springing, jumping excitement, but they are all here and they're yellow. But how many dam kids are there?
We have a lot in our family, maybe 150 in Redding. And we're still hearing stories about the Kennet and on about the Redding. We're seventh generation, born and raised.
So, I mean, you're talking about a lot of people from this area that have been one of the kids. In fact, I've got all types of kids and damn kids coming in here and grandkids.
Well,
so
Carl?
I'm
curious if we can get one story from one of the either damn kids or damn grandkids about, maybe a Thanksgiving or a Christmas story where they passed it down about what grandmother, grandfather, or great-grandma, great-grandad talked about. And it was like a yearly story that they, like a legacy, kind of a, folklore kind of thing.
I think we can do that, and they're bringing in the next groups here. But I can tell you what, you can't believe the excitement that's here. There's people from all over the United States, believe it or not, that have come here because their fathers and grandfathers and uncles and built this dam. So, I mean, they're coming here from all over. The people that are putting this on, the ones that are running this, are also are bringing in the kids. So we'll do that. I know we have to take a break. And when you come back, we'll have somebody here that can talk about, what it means from this.
All right, we'll take a break. And before we take a break, I'm going to say goodbye to Carl, but I wanted to talk about an event that's happening in town. The American Cancer Society Discovery Shop is going to host two themed events in October. The Dazzling Dolls and Teddy Bears event on October 4th, featuring dolls, teddy bears, and other stuffed animals, games, and toys. Also, a Walk in the Wild Side event October 19th includes a selection of animal print clothing. And the proceeds directly benefit the American Cancer Society research efforts. Discovery Shop is located at 2961 Churn Creek Road. Speaking of, I love the story. We watched fast-forwarded through some of Dancing with the Stars, the first season. And I tell you what, to watch Valerie Harper, it just blew my mind because here's a woman talking about the spirit of, the 74-year-old woman. If you remember going to the, seeing on the front of the People tabloids, she was fighting for her life with cancer, like she was going to die. And she said on TV last night that she was given 3 months left to live. 3 months left to live. And she said no. This is what I'm talking about, the spirit. It's infectious. It's something we need to be mindful for, that, somebody can't tell you when. So here she is, dancing with the stars, months later, looking beautiful, smiling from the inner part of her beautiful soul. Happy, joyous, to be alive, and be grateful. So if you're in a funk and you're listening, go to the Shasta Dam's free event tomorrow night where you can find out about the human spirit. What made these people stick through it? I mean, this is like a feat. This is a human feat in order to create this dam. The Dam Builders Reunion, I'm sure they have this great stories. There's also the Turbine Dedication, the barbecue tomorrow night with all the great music. Summer Chappelle, if you've heard of her, but you haven't seen her, you can go see her tomorrow night for free from 5 to 8. Carl and I will be there emceeing. We'd love to see you. And come hang out with us. Have a barbecue. And then there's also the Lighted Boat Parade that begins afterwards. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Carl more. With some of the Dam and the Dam kids and some great stories. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to ask,
What's with the end things?
End things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, Bruce Alexander here with BCA Engineering. We specialize in permitting projects and have many years of experience working with the local cities and counties. We fight hard for our clients and get projects permitted in the shortest time possible. Our hearts go out to the recent victims of the Clover Fire and realize you have enough to worry about without trying to fight with the county. We will provide that needed support and make sure the county processes your permits without adding more stress in your life. Feel free to call BCA Engineering at 347-1022 and let us help.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 1460, 59 degrees in these downtown studios of KCNR at, right on Market Street. We're live here Friday. It's the 20th, and we're going to just throw it right to Carl, who is down at the dam right now. We're celebrating the 75th week-long celebration with Friday, just about ready, about 9 o'clock, going to go into the Human 75 photo op. Who do you have on for us now?
Okay, you know what? One of the things as we came in, is, you know, as we usually Skype and use our equipment out there, but, you know, it seems that we're in that perfect location where nothing works. So I'm inside right now in the gift shop at the dam center here and meeting people. But I have Richard Evans with me. He's from Mountain Gate, and his dad worked on the dam, and he's got a couple of stories he wants to tell. So Richard, what are some of the things that you remember, you know, from your father when you're about working on this dam?
Yeah, my dad worked on Shasta Dam, and he started out as a construction laborer. And through the time he kept going, he also worked as an electrician on the dam. And we got to see the powerhouse being put together and the generators all put together on the dam.
Well, Richard, when your dad's working here for such a long time, I mean, have you kept coming to all these reunions since then? And what, you know, is this one a special reunion to you?
Yes, I've been coming to reunions on this. I've lived in Central Valley all my life, and this is a real special event for us because we've been here on all of them, and we watched the first water go over to the spillway to from Shasta Dam when it filled the first time.
Wow. That was history.
You saw Shasta Dam filling? You did, or was it when you first started? Not you, but, I mean, you don't seem to be old enough to remember that time. So Richard, when you're, but your dad worked here and you've seen this and this has been such a part of your life. Do you feel like you know the other dam kids?
Yes, I know most of the dam kids. We all went to school together. We started in Toyon School and went all the way through Central Valley High School, which would be 12, 13 years. And we've kept in contact with a lot of locals and, been really a good, fun time in my life.
It's great.
You know, some of the people here, they live now probably all of the United States then, I would imagine. Do you know of anybody that's traveled here from a long distance away?
In the past, they've traveled from Texas and Washington and even from Georgia and South Carolina. We've got people coming in this weekend for that, at that time.
Well, okay, Richard, that was Richard Evans, and thanks a lot, Richard. I know that this is a big thing, and the 75th anniversary. So thank you a lot for being on. I have a damn grandkid. Okay, come on in here, and she's got a hard hat on, and she's got a good attitude. So introduce yourself and tell me, what does this mean to you, and with being able to be here for the 75th.
Hi, I'm Janice Powell, and I'm a damn grandkid. My dad's dad, Tom Powell, was the concrete foreman of the day shift up here on the project, and my mom's dad, John Hubbard, was a welder in the machine shop. So I'm a damn descendant, if you will.
Okay, Janice, are you from? Do you live in this area? And so she's from kind of around here. So what is your favorite part of this? I mean, when you get to see, I mean, have you made, like, friends from all these reunions that you would say lifelong friends?
Well, sure. In fact, we have a group that of us who went to high school and grade school here that walk every Thursday night across the dam. We love being together. I have two sisters and a brother. We all went through school here, and we've made lifelong friends. I just live at the bottom of the hill, and we always get together, and whenever there's something special happening, we come up here to the dam because it's such a special spot for us.
You know, Linda, I love this because, everybody here has got this smile on their face, and Janice has got a hard hat on. Now, is this your hard hat, or is this from somebody in your family?
I do have one of my granddad's hard hats, but it has a bird nest in it. So this is a different hard hat from, it's the same type, it's the old metal kind, and I feel really safe with it on today, Carl.
Well, I tell you what, this is getting pretty, busy in here, and everybody seems to be happy. Right now, it looks like we see four really nice, attractive ladies. Looks like they're fighting over the last buttons on the 75th. Yeah, they're fighting over the last buttons here. I'm just, okay.
Well, Carl, I wanted to remind our listeners that today the Monolith tours are at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Now, remember, the Monolith had its humble beginnings at the starting point of the world's longest conveyor belt, 9.6 miles long. The belt line was used to deliver gravel for the concrete mix used to build the massive Shasta Dam, which is what we're celebrating today. Join docents from Turtle Bay. By the way, that's where the Monolith is, in the Turtle Bay parking lot there, and learn the fascinating history of the Monolith and the efforts to preserve it. It's actually turned into a museum and art. You'll see some wonderful pictures and history of that. So that's happening today, and of course it's free. Day in the Boomtowns and the Human 75 photo op, which is happening just about 10 minutes and then again at 10:30. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it happens. It's going to be happening at 10 o'clock today. And I tell you what, the amount of people out here is just astounding, and more showing up. That's why it sounded like it's getting a little crowded in here, because it is.
Well, good, because if you go on site, it says that it starts at 9. So this way people have a chance.
They're getting their shirts and everything. And
wonderful.
So, I tell you what, after the break, I've got one more of the damn kids, or maybe a damn grandkid, or maybe a damn grandkid. I don't know, because they're everywhere here.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more while Carl is live on location at Shasta Dam. We're talking about the 75th anniversary celebration. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM on your dial.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday night football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
No, KCNR 1460, 62 down. Degrees in these last few moments. Shout out to Jeff at Redding Crackmaster. I had my windshield crack, and Jeff bonded and fixed it before I took my drive. So thank you for helping me to be safe. He can do chips up to 24 inches. He is located at Market Street. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go see Jeff. Well, let's go live to Carl. Who's out of Shasta Dam? You got some damn kids.
Hi, I'm here, but my guest just walked around the corner. Oh, here she comes. It's Darlene Brown, who is the president of the Shasta Lake Historical Society, or as she said today, it's probably hysterical. But I tell you, she's in charge of it. She's going to tell you about what's going on today and then what's going on tomorrow, and then I'm going to ask her a couple factoids about the Shasta Lake. But she wants to talk about the Boomtown Tour. So, Darlene, take it away.
Hi, well, good morning, and today is a day in the Boomtowns. At the bottom of the hill off Lake Boulevard, the Shasta Lake Garden Project will have lemonade and cookies, and they're set up a little display, and this is the Dam Workers Park, where the dam workers used to stop to hitch a ride to go to work. in the morning. That's in, it was called Summit City during those days. If you leave from there, you can go right across the street, across Shasta Dam Boulevard, to that's called Toyon Learning Center now. But in the early days, that was Toyon Elementary School. That was the first school that was built for the workers from, the children from the workers of PCI camp. And Toyon, which was the government housing for the Bureau employees. And then also all of the students that came from the boomtowns. A lot of history on Toyon School because the school, when they opened up, they thought there was only going to be a couple hundred students, and they had over 400 students the first day. It led to the building of Project City in Central Valley almost within 6 months for the overflow. If you leave there, you can go down the street, make a left on Hardenbrook Avenue, past the Veterans Memorial Park, and that is the United Methodist Church. That was the first church that was official in the boomtowns. At that time, it was called Shasta Dam Community Church. They have an open house. And the last one is our Historical Society, which is at 3400 Shasta Gateway Drive. And we'll have a museum there with dam workers' memorabilia in the cases. We have the post office, the original post office that came from Kennett, the city under the lake. Oh my goodness, we have so much memorabilia in the building, it's unbelievable. Over 6,000 photographs in our files. And we're doing a book called Those Dam Kids, and we have a great video we did this year called Shasta Dam, the Dam Workers and the Dam Kids. And then out in the boom towns, several of the restaurants are participating in it. Like the Big Dipper is having a free scoop of ice cream on their pie, celebrating their 76th year. I don't know what they're doing at Joe's Giant Orange and Chrissy's, but mm-hmm. they're part of the celebration, the pizza parlor downtown. Just come and join us for a day in the boom town. Everybody is put a lot of effort into this big celebration.
All right, Carl, we have about 30 seconds. We have 30.
This is a big day today.
We have 30 seconds left.
I mean, you know, there's places that have been around here since then. Of course, Danburger and all these that Darlene was just talking about. I didn't realize Danburger, all these places that had started because the dam was being built. And then tomorrow we got a couple minutes. So tomorrow, one last.
No, we're up at 30 seconds here, Carl. We got to go.
Celebration.
All right. Sorry to say goodbye here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Shasta Dam reunion.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Lisa Brady, it's done in the House.
The yeas are 230 and the nays are 189.
A bill that would keep the government up and running but effectively kill Obamacare is heading to the Senate. Fox's Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
On a near party line tally, Republican leaders winning support of a short-term spending bill that defunds the Affordable Care Act.
And all while we had a victory today for the American people. And frankly, we also had a victory for common sense.
House Speaker John Boehner standing at a podium with the Twitter hashtag Senate Must Act. But Democratic leaders in that chamber say the Obamacare repeal will not survive, even as conservatives threaten filibusters and other legislative tactics. The Senate could ping-pong its own spending plan back to the House as a government shutdown looms in a week and a half, Lisa.
Jared, President Obama's en route to Kansas City right now to use a recently expanded auto plant as the backdrop to warn that a government shutdown would threaten the economy. He